God wants every single Christian to be strong. And the strength that we are talking about is not being strong as the world sees it. And the church should also be a place that can attract people to come and come again. Become interested in what your father is doing. Become interested in the fact that we want to operate Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. Are you ready?
Welcome to the Supernatural Word with Samuel B. Sawyer. Expect a positive change in your life through the power of God's Word. He is the head pastor of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, a branch of Catch the Anointing Center, one of the denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, founded by the prophet Dr. Ward Mills. Today, he speaks about lessons on loyalty. Come, let's enjoy a lovely series.
In Acts 4 verse 12, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. You want to find salvation? Do not look for it in the wrong places. Don't look for salvation in money. Don't look for salvation in marriage. Don't look for salvation, as a salvation, being saved by from our sins. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So you want to be saved as the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that washes us from all our sins. Can I hear an amen? Amen. But you see, we teach loyalty and faithfulness because after you have been born again and saved, you need a certain character trait. You need a certain fruit of the Spirit to be able to, as it were, even maintain your salvation and then also be able to be fruitful whilst you are on earth till the time Jesus comes or till the time you are called. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So this message is supposed to help all of us. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, but be ye steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in the work of our Lord, knowing that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. So when I teach faithfulness or loyalty, is to help you and to help all of us as a church so that we can become more stable. Left to the devil alone, he would like to scatter us. Left to the devil, he would like to disperse. Left to the devil alone, the works of the flesh are manifest. And the Bible says one of the works of the flesh is division. Everyone say division. There was a vision that a man of God had, Rick Joyner, and in that vision, he saw many demons, and the demons were fighting against Christians, and the main aim of the demons was to bring separation. Separation from between pastors and church members, husbands and wives, separation. So a sermon like loyalty is to help us to stabilize in the work of the Lord. This is a good thing. Only three people said amen. So lessons on loyalty, we started by talking about the first lesson. Lesson number one was loyalty demands full persuasion. Years ago when I was in university, I went to visit a certain lady. When we were in the lady's room, she had a roommate. The roommate wasn't there. But as we were there, we saw a piece of Indian hemp that has been smoked and was lying on the floor. Or cigarette. I think it was Indian hemp. So as soon as we saw it, me and my friend, who had gone done a visitation, do not visit alone. We were saying, hey, what is this? Then she said, oh, it's my roommate. And we say, ah, your roommate is a lady. She smokes Indian hemp. They said, no, I think it's my roommate's boyfriend. Are you listening to me? Then we were all surprised that how can your roommate have a boyfriend who smokes Indian hemp and even smokes in the room. Then the girl made a statement. This is 1988 or something. Said, it be in it they like. It be in it they like. That is, that weed smoker, that is what the roommate likes. The roommate was persuaded that my beloved smokes Indian hemp, but I like it. Are you listening to me? Loyalty demands what? Full persuasion. Paul was accused of being a source of mischief, a veritable plague, a public pest, a disturber of the peace, all in Acts chapter 24, verse 5. Why am I doing this? I want you to know that if you're not persuaded about what you're doing, you need to really, really begin to reconsider, because it will affect you. I say it's what? It will affect you. Be fully persuaded so that when accusations, trials, and testings come, accusations, trials, and testing. COVID is a season of testing. They say no church. Now they say we can come together, COVID protocols, etc. It's a testing as to whether you are really, really with us or you are not with us. Some have taken advantage and they are saying that they are not going to go to church. Shame on you. Meanwhile, you sit in the car 30 minutes, 40 minutes to go to work. And in your workplace, you interact with people. But when it's time to for church, you give stories. I don't know you, please. I don't know you. If you know somebody like that, tell the person that's what the bishop was saying. What do you think? Why are you looking at me like that? All pastors will be accused. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12, Paul said, I am not ashamed. I know whom I have believed and I'm persuaded. It is important. Listen, can I speak to somebody? Do not stay on in a church or whatever if you have lots of questions that you have not answered. Answer the questions for yourself or leave. Hey, pastor, you say I should leave me now. I want to leave the church. They say you should pay tithe. I've heard that there's some churches they don't pay tithe. It's not the church paying tithe or not. It's whether it's the word of God. Answer the questions. Find out. Ask the relevant questions. I tell somebody, ask the relevant questions. Be sane. Is that God? Yeah. Ah. Be sane. Nihehia. Kwe. Kataje ojogba kom dabi. Esane ogbele onabu. Kwe. Noko efe bonakwe. Noko efe bo. Mini. That's my own guy. Onusisi. Eh? Esane. Karataje Ojeng Ahun Ofe assumptions. For those who don't understand, I'm saying that. Ask a question. Don't just sit there and the assumptions. Assumption is the lowest level of wisdom, somebody said. Do you know what it means to assume? Assuming is to make an opinion about something without the benefit of facts. To draw a conclusion about something without the benefit of facts. I went to visit the pastor. The day I went to visit the pastor, I saw that his wife was very quiet. And he too, he didn't speak to me too much. I think they had been quarreling. Your mouth like quarreling. I haven't mentioned your name. Yeah, I can't even see your mouth. It's the mask I can see. But to make such an assumption is very dangerous. Isn't it not so? So I answered the questions. I asked the questions. And I said, openness breeds full persuasion. Last week, I said, and by the way, he that's not with me is against me. I just quoted Jesus Christ. Yeah. If you have any problem, have a problem with Jesus Christ. Matthew 12, verse 30. He that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me scattereth. Wow. Last week, we spoke about the second lesson. The second lesson that we shared, and today I think we'll just mention two more lessons and then we'll be closing. Now listen carefully. Last week, we said, the second point was your loyalty. Say after me, your loyalty must be to the higher authority. And not just say, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, New International Version, Paul said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So loyalty being to the higher authority, it means that in a larger organization like a church, there will be different numbers or types of authorities that you have to submit to. Obviously, some of them will have a higher rank than others, isn't it so? So the question is, if an issue of loyalty arises, Deborah, your loyalty must go to the higher authority. Is it making sense? So we have shepherds, we have fellowship shepherds, we have chapel heads. I demonstrated last week. I believe we all heard it if you were here. But all that it means that if your branch pastor is doing things or saying things that are contrary to the general vision of the church, your loyalty must go above the branch pastor to the senior pastor. If the senior pastor is doing or saying something contrary to the general vision of Christ, you're not supposed to follow the senior pastor. You are supposed to go and follow the one above the senior pastor. Am I making sense to everybody? Right. And I think I shared with you about Jim Jones. I'm teaching, so I'm taking my time to teach. Jim Jones was a pastor who came up in the last century, 1990 something, and then he led his whole church to drink poison. That's not a good thing. Unfortunately, after that, many genuine pastors have been described as Jim Jones. You must find out who your pastor is. You find out when you listen to him. As you come to church, you know, I share a lot of things about my life. When I talk with you one-on-one, I'm talking about my life. Take our father, the prophet, Bishop Dacre Mills, for example. If you read all his books, let me not even tell you something that will scare you. Read even half of his books. I bet you can write, you can almost write a biography of his life. A biography is the writing of somebody's life by another author. Autobiography is when he wrote it himself. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Just read his books. You can easily say, oh, he was born here. He studied here. He went to Achimota School. He can see it. But you don't know. Who understand what I'm saying? Your loyalty must be to the higher authority. Today, lessons on loyalty. Lesson number 3. A loyal person does not withhold information. Meaning, what did he say? He said, Abene Esani Wofe Kasapole. Is he now saying that we should all become talkative? A loyal person does not withhold information. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I want to read verse 1 to you. And after that, I will read also from the same 1 Corinthians, but this time from another chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Now, this is something that happened in a beautiful church years ago. Everyone say a beautiful church. Many years ago, there was a beautiful church. In that church, there was the power of God. Paul had spoken to that church about love. Paul had taught that church about spiritual gifts. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want it to be ignorant. And then he'd go on and talk about all different kinds of gifts, the gifts of faith, the gifts of working of miracles, the gifts of, what are some of the spiritual gifts? Gifts of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, interpreting of tongues, faith, gifts of working miracles, gifts of healings, wisdom, the utterance ones, wisdom, prophecy, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Yes, all right. But inside that same church, inside that same church, this powerful church, are you listening to me? I'm saying lesson number 3 on lessons on loyalty. A loyal person does not withhold information. Information. A loyal person is open to his senior about whatever is going on. I consider someone loyal if he tells me about any corruption that is taking place. Some of you know that there's kind of not going on. There's corruption. There's kind of, some kind of something going on. But you're quiet. If I found out that he knew all along, but he said nothing, I will consider that the person disloyal. Do you know when there's a case in town? The police. How many of you have watched movies before? Movie. And then sometimes there's a case and then they catch one person. Or they identify that this person is involved. So that they don't catch him immediately. What do they do? What they do is that they observe the person to find out his what? His associates. To find out those who are in complicity with him. To find those, Joanna, you are welcome. Oh, Joanita, you are welcome. To find those who are operating with him. And I'm saying a loyal person does not withhold information. May you be valuable to your boss, because your boss considers that anything that happens, at least when he comes back, he knows that you in the office, you say it. If you are that one, let me hear loud amen. The mask is not helping, crowd. Can I hear amen inside the mask? A louder amen. Okay. Only the ladies. One more time. Only the men. Put your hands together for yourself. I think it's working. There are several examples of people in the Bible not withholding information. Say from today, if I know something going on that can harm the church, I will not keep quiet. I will tell the relevant people. Pastor, well, if you don't say it well, now people will go to FM station. Oh, that's not what I'm saying. Listen, what's the point of telling somebody something that he does not have the power to correct, or it will worsen the case? Imagine that you had, how do you call it, a boil. God forbid you will not have a boil. Would you go to a carpenter to sort your boil for you? Go and see the carpenter, Kapi. Charlie, I need help. I have a boil. She's a chisel. You take a chisel and a hammer. You will go to the doctor, isn't it also? The relevant place. Am I making sense? Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said, in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1, are you there? He said, it is reported commonly that there is fornication. That's French for fornication, my French version. There's fornication among you. This is the wonderful church that I spoke about, the church with anointing, the church that they knew about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the church that they knew about love and all that. Listen carefully. Notice that Paul did not have a word of knowledge about the extent of immorality going on in the church. In that same church, Paul had taught about gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he had mentioned that one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is word of knowledge. By the grace of God, if you are a Christian, you should be able to have some of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I sometimes have word of knowledge concerning people that I relate with. Once I was talking with a certain lady in the church. As I was speaking to her, no, I just told her, you are pregnant. She was not married. I said, you are pregnant. She looked at me and said, yes. I mean, she was shocked, because the time she and the boy were doing the thing, you and I were not there. But the Holy Spirit was there. And the Holy Spirit told the pastor. I just told her like that. Are you listening to me? But in this case, Paul is saying that this fornication, it was reported. It wasn't the word of knowledge, which is also important. We believe in all that. Let's be balanced. Can we be balanced? A false balance is an abomination. Let's be balanced. We need both the wisdom and the power of God. Let me just continue very quickly. Paul did not have a word of knowledge about the extent of immorality going on in the church. Someone reported it to him. Someone. Now listen carefully. A good and loyal structure works by faithful people who inform the top about anything that is out of order. Everybody say after me. A good and loyal structure works by faithful people who inform the top about anything that is out of order. If you are loyal, you will not wait for something to happen. Then you say, I knew it all along. I was waiting to see what will happen. You're a dangerous person. I say, you're a dangerous person. I am with you in the house. You drive my car sometimes. You were even the last person who drove the car when I sent you to go and buy bread. And you knew that the fuel tank was low. And the next day, I was traveling with you to a faraway place. And we set off. And we did not buy fuel. And we go halfway and then our car is stuck. No fuel. I said, I didn't notice this. Then he said, I saw it too. Last night when I came, I saw that the fuel was very low. And you saw it. And you didn't say it. You're a dangerous person. Is such a person a dangerous person? You won't answer. We would not have had all the teachings of 1 Corinthians chapter 5 if someone had not reported about this act of sin. Observe how another family reported to Paul about some happenings in the church. Are you enjoying the scriptures? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11. And this report, it did not even come from the pastor of the church to Paul. It came from a church member. Some of you church members, you know things you are supposed to come and say. There are people who are valuable to me, not because they are lapor, no, but they don't withhold information. They don't come with the intent of telling me that this and that has done A, B, C, D. But they chat. That's why when you don't talk, you're also a dangerous person. Because we don't know what is in your head. Sister thoughts and brother thoughts are going on in your head. Thoughts that are dangerous thoughts. Questions that you should have asked and received proper answers is still in your head. Assumptions. Did I give you the definition of assumption? To make an opinion about something without a relevant of facts. Yeah, assumptions. Husband and wife can have assumptions. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 11. For it had been declared unto me of the house of Chloe, a lady called Chloe. When you have a child, it's a good name to call the baby. Chloe. That there are contentions. Yeah, among you. And you see, such reporting, it leads to the growth of the church. The edifying of the church. Say amen. And before you get me wrong, there's a difference between godly reporting and slanderous gossip. There's a difference between saying something. Do you understand that? Will help us to take proper decisions as compared to gossiping, talking about people without verifying issues. You hear something, or then you're also going to talk. Even after this sermon, I'm sure some people will say, so it is you who have been reporting to the pastor. I bind your mouth in Jesus' name. You don't want the pastor to know about something so that the church can keep on being destroyed. If it was your husband that somebody was sleeping with, would you not be happy that maybe they came to tell the pastor so that the pastor can call your husband and say, stop that rough there? But when it's another thing, when you became political with another church member and you were criticizing me in your car, in your house, and then somebody heard and came to tell me, that one you are saying that you shouldn't say it. When the shoe is on the other foot, you say it's good. The way you are looking at me, I don't understand. Let me read. There are some stories inside this book I want to share with you. Can I share the stories? I know you have the book, but you haven't read it. Can I share the stories? And Minka, quick one as his story. Kodi su. Nanobi, ne komaba. Na quick one as your page. Oko no who said mammy be okra woma or be woofu. Now be woofu no, na offa banchino. Or sinny banchino, no one fa banchin angas and offa banchino hono. Not the woofu no. You like stories. The pastor's fiancé had another boyfriend. See after me, the pastor's fiancé had another boyfriend. I'm going to read very fast, so listen very fast. Can you do that? Put your ear on fast mode. I remember a minister who proposed to marry a young lady and began courting her. You know this kind of beloved, lovey, lovey. Unknown, may somebody begin to beloved those you right now in Jesus' name. Anybody who is looking for a beloved, receive a very, very handsome, nice, beautiful, nice, romantic one, spiritual one in Jesus' name. Everyone say amen. If you don't say, sometimes the amen you are saying is even for your daughter. Do you have faith in what I'm sharing? Are you fully persuaded? Then why are you so quiet? Unknown to him, this girl, although a regular member of the church, had an unbeliever boyfriend on the side. Aish. A Christopher. Side guy. Hey. I met a girl once. She had 7 boyfriends. This minister did not know what he was dealing with. The minister was going to marry the girl. There happened to be another church member who worked in the same area as this young lady. After a while, this sister said to herself, "This young lady is preparing to marry one of our pastors. But I see that she has an unbeliever. She is leading a double life." This sister gathered courage. Are you listening to me? Went to the office of the church and spilled the beans. In other words, she mentioned that, "Look, I have information about this girl who wants to marry this young pastor." The rest of the pastors were horrified, but they thanked this loyal sister. You see, godly reporting saved that pastor's life.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned, loyalty demands full persuasion. Loyalty must be to the higher authority, and a loyal person does not withhold information. We hope you have been blessed by this message. Join us same time next week as Samuel continues this message. Next time on Supernatural Word.
Silence is golden. Silence means consent. What do you mean silence means consent? Silence is not neutral. Silence is never, 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 never neutral. There are thoughts in your head. Sister, are there not thoughts in your head? The only thing is that the thoughts have a trajectory. The thoughts have a pattern. The thoughts go like this. It never comes like that. It doesn't come to me. It goes somewhere.
Hello. I'd like to invite you to give your life to Jesus. It's probably the most important decision you can ever take in your life. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, there's judgment. But you can change all that. Pray with me. Say after me, close your eyes, say, "Lord Jesus, I thank you. You died for me on the cross. I was a sinner going to hell, but you loved me and you gave your life for my sake. Today, I repent. Forgive me. Write my name in the book of life. I'll follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name." If you pray this prayer, you're born again child. We'd like to know you. We'd like to fellowship with you. Hey, join us. Let's worship God together as we wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Bye.
Thanks for your time. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Use your faith to move all mountains in your way. To contact us for counseling, prayers, and ministry materials by Bishop Dakiwood Mills, such as the Macarius, the Manthano, and the latest edition, Speak the Word, that is Macarius in audio format, and also Samuel Sawyer's book, Winning the Battles of Life, call or message us on +233 248 906 776, or send an email to sambsawyer@gmail.com. Finally, write to us and share your testimony on how this broadcast has been a blessing to you. See you next time and stay blessed.